JD's Heroes.
On this week's JD's Heroes is a nomination that comes from Rowena in Leamington. Me and Roisin, we've had your email and nomination, and we chose your friend Maggie to be a JD Hero because just purely for the amount that this woman has gone through, but also not only what she's gone through, what she's done for other people. So do you want to tell us why, Rowena, you've nominated Maggie to be a JD Hero?
Well, I've nominated Maggie because she's an absolutely amazing person who, since the birth of my twins, and one of them got taken seriously ill to Birmingham Children's Hospital, she has been there to help out with my other children as well. Luke has viruses which affect him and he can end up in hospital at any time. But also, last September, her partner Dean got taken ill and ended up in Coventry and Warwick Hospital, where he basically had a cardiac arrest, was brain damaged, and they had to turn the life support machine off for him. So it was tough for her, and I also going through a bad time with a breakdown of my relationship, which Maggie still helped me through that as well. Back in February, she lost Dean's mum, her mother-in-law, who died in her sleep, and I just think she's so amazing. She's been through so much, but she's still been there to help out with myself and my family.
Tell me about you and Maggie. How did you meet? How did you become friends?
Maggie. Well, Maggie, I've known her for about 20-odd years. We met at bingo, actually, to be honest. We've just had a connection, and she's more of a sister than a friend, if I'm honest.
So despite the fact that she's had serious problems herself, and you've had real problems too, she's just been there through everything for you.
To say, my son's got half a heart, really. So he goes
half
through
a heart.
Hypoplastic left heart syndrome, it's known as.
Wow.
You know, he's had open heart surgery twice, and I've nearly lost him twice. And she's just been there for me. She's my backbone, really. You know, she'll help out with the other children. Anything I need, she's just there for me.
And it's really not long since she lost her own partner. It's literally 6 months. How's she been coping with that?
She's put on a brave face, but, you know, we've had times where we've cried about him, we've talked about him, we've laughed about him. She's found it hard, very hard. I mean, to lose your partner of, I think, 25 years they've been together.
Oh, God, really?
You know, yeah, something like that. It's just hard on anybody, really.
Mm. We've sorted a nice little surprise out for Maggie, just to kind of say thank you and reward her as a JD Hero. Now, have you told Maggie we're calling?
I've mentioned that a friend will be calling her for a bit of advice.
Right, OK. I need to pretend to be a friend, OK?
OK.
Well, who shall I be? I'll be Ronald.
Yeah, but then she might not have a friend called Ronald.
No, because I'm Rowena's friend.
Oh, sorry.
Ronald.
Right.
Me and Rowena go back years, you see.
Right.
All right, so what we'll do, after this song, we'll give Maggie a call, let her know that you've nominated, but also try and wind her up a little as well. All right?
OK, that's brilliant.
Hello?
Hi, is that Maggie?
Yes, it is.
Maggie, it's Ronald here. Rowena told you that I was going to call.
She told me somebody was going to call, yeah.
It's a little bit embarrassing, to be honest. You working at the hospital, I wonder if you could help. Basically, I've got a rash.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to the walking centre or anything because it's just a little bit embarrassing. Me and Rowena, we go back years. And I was chatting to her about it, and she said, oh, just give Maggie a call. She knows these things because I work at the hospital. So what do I do, Maggie?
Well, where do you live?
Coventry.
Where is your rash?
Down there.
Well, why don't you just go into the GU clinic? It's all confidential.
How about if I come to your work today and show you my rash?
No. I think this is a bit of a wind-up, actually. Is this a wind-up?
Maggie, hello.
Yeah.
My actual name isn't Ronald. My name's JD. And Rowena has emailed us to nominate you to be a JD Hero because she wants to publicly thank you for being amazing.
Hello, Maggie. How are you doing?
I'm fine. You're a wind-up, me. You really are.
I just want to say how amazing you are, and I love you to bits, and I just wanted to do something special for you.
Well, you've always been there for me, darling, and I love you loads.
Oh, Maggie, Rowena kind of filled us in what you've been through, you know, losing your uncle, your partner Dean, your mother-in-law. It's been a horrible time. It's not been easy for you, has it, love?
No, it's not, but at the end of the day, I'm not the only one who's been through that sort of stuff.
And the thing is as well, despite all this, you're still there for other people. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's important, isn't it, to be there for your family and friends.
Rowena thinks you're amazing and thinks you're special and thinks that you should be rewarded for being amazing. Shall I tell you what we've sorted for you, Maggie?
Go on then, tell me.
We're going to get you to Beeper's hair studio in Coventry, where you're going to have a nice cut and blow dry.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Get you beautifully dolled up for a really nice out with your girls. We're going to pick you up from there in a nice, gorgeous limo from PCS Limos.
Yeah.
Where the girls will be there in there waiting for you, and then we're going to drive you all to the Saxon Mill in Warwick for a nice slap-up meal.
That sounds fantastic. Wow, she's my best mate, and I love her loads.
Oh, well, both of you and the rest of the girls have a fantastic night. I know you're going to look stunning coming from Beepers. Enjoy your meal at Saxon Mill.